Hello there, my name is Kevin Matara Otada the Beast. Welcome to the Unbroken Kenya podcast. Today, I want to give you a couple of reasons as to why I think you seriously need to start hitting the gym. Number one, you'll be physically stronger. There's nothing as amazing as having muscle content in your body. Listen, you can be able to push, pull, lift, squat, and you know when you lift those weights, Pia, your body just looks athletic. You look like you're healthy, and you can do stuff like, you know, if somebody attacks you or even attacks your family, if you're a father or even a mother, you can be able to at least defend your family. Plus, being strong has also proven to at least help you prevent certain diseases. Now, number two, you look better. You look presentable, attractive, especially if you have an athletic physique. People tend to trust you more. People can say, hey, umse, ni disciplined sana. It's not easy to have a body like that because you also need to have a good diet, and because of that, opportunities can seriously come your way. Opportunities in terms of who you're gonna date, you know, what you can achieve in terms of your career, your health is looking good. Yani, you're just glowing, you look like you're thriving. Another one is you're going to be productive. Strength and results, same WhatsApp group. Now, if you're gonna be productive at work, you need to be able to put in the work. Think straight. You need to be able to, you know, come up with amazing ideas because you're active, you're out there, you're learning things. And all this is because you're strong. Strong body, strong mind. Some of the most successful people these days, trust me, they're out there working on their bodies, staying strong, being active, meditating, doing all the work. But did you know that your health is actually your most important asset? Now, take care of your health as much as possible if you want to be productive and you want to have long-term success in all that you do. Another one is you're going to be better equipped to deal with depression. Depression is not a joke, and it's something that about 350 million people struggle with around the world, right? Whether your depression is situational, let's say you work in a toxic work environment, or maybe it's about some tragedy that happened in your life. Listen, there are many other ways that you can handle depression by, let's say, visiting a psychiatrist, but the best place to start is the gym. Start with resistance training, and I promise you, research in a show that physical training is very impactful because it's going to make you feel good, you're going to start seeing results in your body, and just like I said earlier, strong body, strong mind, you'll feel calm, confident, and you'll know very well that it's possible for you to actually deal with your depression case. Now, another one is your confidence will seriously improve, right? You're walking well, your posture is on point, you're attracting good feedback, and people just trust you better. You know, you have confidence in yourself, you have the ability to continue with a task, right? You have the ability to engage in conversations with high-level people. They trust you because they're looking at you and they're saying, okay, fine, since this guy seems like he has an upright posture, you know, he seems like he's healthy, he's probably a person of value. Let me listen to this person as well. Trust me, mina kwambia, nimeachieve vitu mobs sana in my life just because of being confident. Wachana na papers, juu nini nini. Yes, and obviously this confidence is because of consistently hitting the gym and pumping those heavy weights. Another one is that your quality of sleep will seriously improve. Now, you're supposed to sleep for about 9 hours standard. That is what scientists say. And if you hit the gym, you eat a good healthy meal, you go to bed, trust me, you're going to sleep like a baby. The deep sleep, the different forms of sleep. I'm not talking about napping, I'm talking about a deep sleep. Yeah, and if you sleep well, you're going to wake up the following day being active, your brain is thinking right, you don't have lazy vibes, you're attacking the day head on. Another one is you have mental toughness. Now, trust me, hey, gym is never easy. It's one of the hardest things that you can commit to, but the results are impeccable, right? The thing about gym is that by physically challenging yourself to push yourself every other day, and you're persevering through the discomfort and the pain, it will build character effectively. You know, it gives you an outlet for you to let out all that negativity, that battle that you're having within yourself. And because of that, you will develop character, that mental fortitude for you to deal with life's challenges. Yani itakufundisha to never quit when the going gets tough. Alright, so start lifting those weights. And another one is that you'll have a sense of accomplishment. Utafeel yani, you know, I'm a person of value. I can see myself committing long term to a cause. I can see results. I can see myself developing good character. So you know that you're accomplishing stuff, even if there's a lot going on in your life. Maybe you don't have a job. Maybe you're having issues in your marriage. Maybe, you're just, things are not good. But this idea of going to the gym and then you worked hard, you've been squatting heavy, umechapa heavy deadlifts. Trust me, it gives you a sense of, if I can go through the pain, then out there, I can do the same and I'll gain a lot more from being persevering, from having tenacity, from having grit generally. Trust me, it will take you places. And another one that I think is so important is you will prevent cognitive decline. We've been talking about the benefits, the physical benefits of lifting weights and how it can help you as you age. But very few people talk about the effects of your cognitive ability when you start aging. That cognitive decline. Diseases like Alzheimer's and dementia are devastating. According to the WHO, they say that there's about 50 million people worldwide who are affected by cognitive decline. They also say that there's about 10 million new cases being discovered every year. Now, according to study, it found that weightlifting among older people has significantly improved their executive cognitive functions and also reduced the risk of cognitive decline and illnesses. Listen, if that doesn't convince you to start hitting the weights at an older age, especially now that you're aging, then I don't know what else will. Yes, start pumping those weights, get into some sort of routine, develop a program, get somebody like a fitness instructor to write for you a nice legit program and stick to it. It will really benefit your life the older you get. Now, I just want to encourage you and tell you that as much as weight training is hard work, because it requires a lot of dedication, commitment, and the ability to push through temporary discomfort, of course, it is also something that pays off enormously in the long run. So if you want to look better, you want to feel better, you want to age better, please consider weight training. You have to add it to your fitness program. Not just swimming and meditation and cardio. Please pump those weights. The benefits are immense. I'll see you guys in the next episode. Peace.